This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. This week, we're looking back at last summer's destructive and deadly High Park wildfire. The fire was reported on June 9th. One of the first agencies on scene was the Rist Canyon Volunteer Fire Department. The department is credited with saving many homes, even as eight of their firefighters lost their own. Roughly a month after the fire was contained, KUNC's Nathan Heffel traveled into the burn zone to the top of Buckhorn Mountain with Fire Chief Bob Gann. It was here that the fire department fought a pitched battle to save emergency communications equipment for Larimer County, as well as KUNC's transmitter.
And just describe this in flames. I mean, that's what I'm assuming you saw. Or was it not like this Armageddon look?
No, it was at times. Okay. But it would move through, so there would be an area, maybe the size of that mountain, that was a huge column. And then everywhere else, you would see little fires with smoke everywhere. So everywhere you looked, you would see fire.
With the one-year anniversary of the fire approaching, we revisit Rist Canyon and Bob Gann to see how the all-volunteer fire department is recovering from the blaze.
Chief, how have things changed 1 year since the fire? Are they getting back to normal? What's still lingering a year on?
I'd say that for people that live up here, we're still living the fire. It is a daily reminder. You walk out, you look around, you see things are different. You deal with floods, you deal with burned up stuff. So we've been dealing with construction in the canyon for 6 months, and there's continual construction traffic, which is good. People rebuilding, but we're still living High Park. It hasn't ended for us up here.
Uh-huh.
People are pretty fragile, and so, you just have to watch each other.
And a number of firefighters lost their homes during the blaze, and right after the fire, you said it was having an effect on your ability as a department. How are those firefighters recovering?
Well, they're struggling with it. They're having a hard time, and one of them is rebuilding on Whale Rock, and he's probably going to be in at the end of the summer. Another one has no idea when they're going to be able to rebuild. And the third is just getting to the point where they're about to start. But they're strong and they're still contributing. They're still firefighters. I've lost, I think, only two who had to move out of the area. And so they've retired for now. But we're managing. As far as the department goes, we've gotten great support from the public. And so we're actually operating at a very comfortable level. I think we're probably in as good a shape as we've ever been.
The Whale Rock subdivision was one of the hardest hit during the High Park fire. You also lost a station up there. What's the status of that, and are you still planning on rebuilding it?
Station 4 was up on Whale Rock, and it burned down. It was insured for the replacement cost, but we're actually rebuilding that station a little bit bigger. Rocky Mountain Masonry Institute is helping us rebuild that, and actually they just got a general contractor assigned. So it's starting to move forward. We've got surveys and site locations done, and we're going to start working on construction.
And when will that come back online?
Hopefully this summer. That's the goal.
There were plans after the High Park fire to build an additional station farther up the canyon, but that's now on hold?
And what we'd actually like to do is we're considering doing some expansion at this station. We've outgrown this station here. As you can see, the trucks don't fit very well. You close that door, and there's about an inch in front of it, and there's only about an inch back of it. So we're looking at maybe doing some construction here as a first priority. It's not approved yet. We haven't decided if we can afford it.
And personally, how you doing? I mean, I remember last time I saw you were still amped up and kind of riding that fire, even though it was gone. Have you calmed down a little bit, or is there still a thought this could be the next big one coming right around the bend?
I still worry about fire. There's a lot of unburned area here. It comes back and haunts you. I get in public environments where I have to talk about it, and I still break up. You can hear it a little bit right now. It's hard to deal with. But we're managing. We're doing fine. And I think everybody's pretty much in the same boat. So we're moving forward.
Bob Gann is in his 18th year as chief of the Rist Canyon Volunteer Fire Department. I spoke with him outside the department station 1 off Rist Canyon Road in Rist Canyon. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.
Our look at the rebuilding of property and lives after the High Park fire continues tomorrow when we revisit one of the first couples forced to evacuate. A year after losing their Paradise Park home, Mike and Sharon Gooley still find themselves dealing with the aftermath.
I've talked to people who went through Katrina. Everything now is referred to as pre-Katrina, post-Katrina. We are now post-fire. And what we have to do with it is we just have to change the way we view the world. It's not the same anymore.
As they work toward rebuilding their lives, KUNC's Grace Hood brings us their story. Join us at this time tomorrow here on KUNC.